Chapter 11, Visiting Churches in Sweden. Land of the Child Preachers. At Malmö, Ellen White, along with Willie, Sarah, and Elder Madison, boarded the train and after an all-night journey reached Stockholm. There that Friday morning to welcome the party to a busy time in Sweden was C. Norlin, a dedicated colporteur who took them to his new apartment at Västmannagatan 34. Ellen White developed a great respect for these self-sacrificing literature evangelists who she said were poor but very excellent people. Norlin went on foot from place to place carrying Swedish books printed in America. The profits were extremely small on these little volumes, since the production costs in America were high, and the shipping costs further trimmed his meager earnings. On some books Norlin made as little as 3 cents. Fortunately, at the General Conference session later in the year, the SDA Publishing Association voted to furnish publications to foreign missions at the cost of production. W. C. White, who attended the session, probably helped to influence the decision. The Norlins had just moved into a new brick apartment house, and plasterers and carpenters had not yet finished their work. As Mrs. White struggled up the 4 flights of stone stairs and into one of the rooms, she discovered that the plaster was still wet. "We felt that we were surrounded by ice," she lamented. Perhaps they might go to a hotel, but since neither she nor Sarah could speak any Swedish, that might cause more problems than it would solve. Just at the time when she was wondering where she could stay, Sister L.P. Johannesson came to invite them to her home. This woman, who had spent some years in America, not only could speak English but had a cozy little home at 15 Perlmuttergatan on a hill in the suburbs of the city. Her husband, a salesman, had not yet accepted the Sabbath, but he believed it and was not opposed to the Seventh-day Adventists. The couple were very kind and attentive to Ellen White's and Sarah's needs. The two Americans were taken to a third-floor parlor that had been reserved for them, and were pleased to find it dry and well heated. "We were pleasantly surprised to find the table very much the same as at our sanitarium at Battle Creek," Mrs. White wrote. "The dishes were simple and healthful, and prepared with a skill and nicety that made them inviting and palatable." Then her missionary spirit was stirred as she wrote. "There is a great need of a more general knowledge of the science of healthful cookery. There is a wide field of usefulness open to intelligent, experienced cooks in teaching young ladies how to prepare plain, simple food in a palatable and healthful manner. Ibid." There were other aspects of life in this lovely Swedish home that impressed Ellen White. The Scandinavian children seem remarkably quiet and well-trained. Wherever we went, they came forward, one by one, and shook hands with us, the girls making a curtsy, and the boys a low bow. Sister Johannesson's 4 children, from the girl of 8 down to the 3-year-old boy, welcomed us in this manner when we came, and whenever they met us, morning, noon, or evening, the greeting was repeated. At another place where we visited, even the little girl of 2.5 years went through the ceremony with credit. Mr. Johannesson was training his children in singing, and we enjoyed the music of their little voices blending together in sacred songs. Ibid.